Becca, do you want to clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store. Also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Tanya, I have great news.
Yes?
With all of your wedding activities on the horizon, I thought you'd be excited to find out the sale you wait for is finally here. Macy's Friends and Family Sale.
Yes! What perfect timing.
You can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more.
This is incredible. I need to plan for my bachelorette party, bridal shower, rehearsal dinner. I mean, so now I know exactly where to look.
Exactly. And you can get 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping when you spend $25.
Amazing. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is April 25th through May 5th. Shop at Macy's.com and in-store.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
Scrubbing in on a Monday. I would just also like to thank Becca Tilley. She brought me some nourishment in the form of caffeine this morning that I really needed. And she put her open bottle of drink down on the floor, so it's nowhere near any of our cords.
And I'm wearing a Modern Woman
slut. And she's
wearing
Modern Woman merch. So yeah. Just shout out to Becca. But oh my gosh, we have so much to get into today.
So much. There's a lot. I mean, first of all,
the Kravis wedding.
Yeah.
Oh my. I was living.
Yeah. I mean, that's
INGE for the photos this weekend.
They were, you couldn't escape them if you wanted to.
So that, I mean, we have to just dive in.
Also, like the next big thing would be Harry's album.
Harry's house. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Come on. There's only one thing people want to hear us talk about. The Grey's Anatomy finale coming up on Thursday. It's going to be great. J'April's back. That's the topic people want to hear about.
That
you know,
is,
Mark, it was really, we were going on a good joke there, and then you threw that one in.
I haven't even watched in like 3 months.
So far gone on Grey's Anatomy.
I'm the only one. Yeah. I feel like such a chump when I'm watching that show. I'm like, I'm the last one left.
And by the time I catch up, because I'm starting from scratch with Red Star season one, so it's going to be a minute before I catch back
up.
Well,
Jackson and April are coming back this Thursday, so I'll be enjoying that while you two are off in La La Land.
I tried to sit down and watch recently, and I just was like instantly zoned out. So I have made the effort actually multiple times to get back in, and I just haven't. So, yeah,
so anyway, so we're going to get to most of those things minus Mark's suggestion.
Whatever.
But before we do, there's a lot to cover.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna let Becca take it from here.
Where does one begin? I was thinking about it this morning and I was like, I don't even know where to start the conversation. I mean, if you weren't, I guess, on social media this weekend, there was a reveal of 95P in the form of Hayley Kiyoko.
Uh-huh.
And it's so weird because, like, the four, like, we've all, it's been 4 years of this. Like, we know. It's like, it's just such a, I don't know how to explain
that. I know. I want to get into your brain.
It's there's a lot, but it was so weird. Like, obviously we knew the video was happening and that was going to at least cause talk and speculation. And I mean, in my mind, I thought, how do we do this reveal in the video and then not actually reveal our relationship? You know, it only made sense to do it together. And so
the video wasn't planned as part of the reveal.
So the video was kind of like, we were talking about the video and it's always been a joke. And Haley said she's down to come on the podcast. So I do want to save some for like her to have her take on things. I don't want to just like go and reveal all of like the conversations, because I'd like to hear her side, how she saw it.
Yeah.
But we were talking about the video, and I've always said I'll go public. We can go public if I can be in one of your videos, like be the video girl. And I'm not an actress, and she always hires like actresses, like legit actresses. And so she was always like, okay,
you know, like, my favorite story.
How are we gonna do?
Was this? When you like lost the role, or like you lost the part, and this was supposed to be a video before.
I know. Yeah, her chance video. I had really like tried to get that role because it was such a cute like video, and luckily she gave it to a legit actress, Alexandra Shipp, and she did a great job. And Haley and I probably would have broken up because she's the director on all her videos, and she probably would have like screamed at me the whole time. But. So then we were talking about it, and then, you know, I was kind of saying, like, I want to be, like, the drunk crying girl, and so that was originally kind of where we were going. She's like, if that's what you want to be, like, you can do it. I was like, I never got to be that girl on The Bachelor. I mean, I didn't get to, like, be
cause a scene.
Yeah, the drama. And then we were talking about it, and she was like, I think we hire, like, again, an actress, got the boot again, and she's like, but what if you showed up at the end like you did on the Ben season and you come out of the limo as like a surprise? And I was like, that's cool, that's fun. Boring. No, I mean, I've already done it.
No, it's so tasteful and perfect and like, oh, it's so good.
So it ended up being that we had just gone to Cabo for our friend Brittany's birthday, and I was like so sick when I came back. So when we were filming the video, I was like not feeling well. I was just like, you know, it was one of those days where I was like, I don't like how I look, blah, blah, blah. But my sister Caroline styled the whole video. So she was on set, and it was just all the girls were amazing. Like, they were so fun, and it actually felt like the set of The Bachelor. Like, they were so,
it looked like it.
Yeah, they were so in character and like committed to their like the role of like being on the show. And it was really fun. But we never just, you know, it was never this like, okay, when the video is revealed, your relationship's revealed.
Right. It was like kind of cheeky.
It was kind of like people have already been talking for a long time. Let's give a nod to my past of being on The Bachelor and to our relationship. And I just was kind of like, I think I'm ready. Like, I think it's time. You know, I'm for 4 years have, you know, it's been our relationship, but I was telling someone the other day, like, Haley and I never were secret. Like, we were very much ourselves. We held hands in public. We kissed. If I met someone, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the scrubbers that I've met, if I was with Haley, I introduced her. This is my girlfriend, Haley. I never was like, this is my friend or this is my best friend. You know, like, right. I really made an effort to make sure that there was that distinction between private and secret. And I remember getting like DMs and people being like, why is she keeping this a secret? And I was like, there's such this weird, like warped, like perception of privacy via social media because we're so expected to share everything.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as time was getting closer, I was like, I think I'm I mean, feels like time. And I posted the video, the real video of us. And I posted it, and then I kind of put my phone down. And I looked at Haley and I was like, oh my gosh, like it's out there. Like, it's not just ours anymore. And she's like, it is ours. Like, we still can choose like what we share, whatever. But, you know, people are going to be so supportive. And I was just not prepared for the support at all. Like I knew.
First of all, the thing that was so, cause obviously I've known about your relationship, so I was like watching it all unfold on social media and like all these posts and stuff.
Oh yeah.
And so like right when the music video came out, it was like Becca Tilly makes shocking surprise, you know, guest appearance in Hayley Kiyoko's video, and then like 3 hours later, it's, you know, Becca Tilly and Hayley Kiyoko confirm their relationship with a kiss on stage, and then the next day it was like Becca has this. It was just like the constant updates on your relationship based on things that you were posting or people were seeing, and it was like very from an outsider seeing it all. I can't imagine if it was me, so I imagine I want to hear your reaction to just like seeing it all unfold. But it was very crazy seeing the like
the timeline
of it all. Yeah. It was like every couple hours there was a different like side to it.
Yeah. So I realized so the video came out Thursday at 9 p.m. and then we had a party at this bar, and so we left for the bar like right as the video came out. So I didn't even have time to like get on social media yet. Like I actually went straight to the Scrubbing In Facebook group and I was just like, hi. And that's all I posted.
I gotta get back in.
Yeah, you do.
I do. Facebook help me.
And then we went to the bar and it was like insanity. Like it was so crowded. I was so sober. Like I was like, my brain is just like fully overwhelmed right now. And luckily I saw Tanya, Paulina and Sophia like right when we got out of the car, and I was like, oh my God, thank God y'all are here. And then Hayley was like giving a speech, like thanking everyone for being there. And I'm like filming. I'm like happy to be in the crowd.
It was the cutest thing. And I saw you just like, you were around and nobody that you knew, like you were like out in the crowd with all of her fans filming Hayley's speech. Like you, like with the biggest smile on your face, total Kris Jenner. I filmed it. It was just the cutest thing ever. I should put the whole thing in this Facebook group when I get back in, because it was just like proud Kris Jenner moment. It was so sweet.
And then she goes like, where's Becca? Becca, come here. And I was like, no, like I had no idea she was going to bring me on stage. And I was like, oh no. In those videos, I look so uncomfortable. Like you can tell, like I was not prepared for that. And after that moment, cause she, you know, she was like, here's the final rose. I was like, okay, Hayley. And then she kissed me. And of course, like I just see everyone's phone going crazy. And I'm like, you know, I had a moment after that where I realized I don't like a ton of direct attention on me. Like, I don't like a lot of like, I enjoyed being there filming her.
Yeah.
Which is great because she's a performer and she thrives on eyes on her.
Right.
And so then we went back home and like some people came over, we had pizza and stuff, and then went to bed. And so it was kind of almost like the best distraction, you know, the party, because it wasn't like I was just sitting on my phone like
watching,
because I did not know how it was gonna go. I knew that I had a big group of people that had my back and that were gonna support me and love me and encourage me and us in our relationship, and people who have championed our relationship since day one. And even people like, she went to Ben's wedding with me, and like I introduced her to so many people from the bachelor world and just people from different parts of my life. And everyone was so warm and kind to her that I knew like even people I'm not like super close with, they would still be supportive, you know. But it was like in the scrubbers, of course, I knew like majority of the scrubbers were going to be there. But there was this other part of me that had been fearing the reaction of people for 4 years. Like there was that, do I want to let that negativity
enter your life,
into our relationship?
Yeah.
And when I made the decision to go public with it, I thought I have this army of people who have my back no matter what. And like the people that I care about most in the world are our supporters, and they love us. And so I was prepared for anything and everything. I was not prepared for the amount of love and support that we got. Like I just could have never predicted. I made it pretty far before I started crying. I cried all day on Friday. So, but you know, I think there was a lot of emotion, and I've always felt your support and love, and Hayley has really, you know, made me feel brave. And she was always like, people are going to love you. People love you. And they want to see you happy. And I just am so thankful for you guys and this podcast, like making sure like the pronoun thing was so stressful. Like every time one of us.
You were good at it.
Yeah.
I would have to reformulate sentences in my head before I said them. Like, oh God, how am I going to do this? You know? And then even still y'all looked out for me. And, you know, if we were like in a, like doing something and it slipped out fast, it'd be like, oh, you know, and I think that was, like a moment where someone actually commented this on the Facebook group. They were like, how amazing that so many people in their life knew and this never got out.
Yeah.
And I was like, the level of like respect that that takes for people to keep something like that to themselves and not out us was pretty incredible. Like looking at it, because like a lot of people knew. It's not like it was like
I mean, the clues were out there.
Yeah. So I could have never prepared myself. And that morning, actually, Haley had all my close friends write like a card to me or a letter to me.
Oh.
And I started the day. I mean, I was like sobbing because I was like, I was not prepared for this. And she was like, I just wanted you to be like covered in love today. And I felt so at peace all day. Like I never once felt anxious, like towards like when the release was happening. Really, when I got to the crowded bar, I got anxious. But that was, I think, from the crowd.
Me too, honestly. I was like, what?
But I never, you know, I never had this like, what am I doing? Like, this is, I'm not doing it. Something's wrong. You know, I just felt so loved and at peace. And so it was just, it was, I couldn't have asked or predicted anything better as far as just that day and how I felt. And we both felt it. So I was really grateful.
You deserve it. And I think, you know, it's interesting because I think some people listening might not understand, because it's just like, you love who you love and that's it. And you know what I mean? Like, it's not a big deal. But I think when you know, if you kind of really look at, you know, if you've been told that something's wrong, mm-hmm. or you're doing something wrong and you feel that for so many years, to be free and to feel the love and support that you deserve and that like everybody deserves, you know, it's just like, I was really overwhelmed and emotional for you too over the weekend, because like you deserve nothing less than this. And I hope you didn't see one negative comment, because
I don't think I did, but I purposely like didn't go searching too far, but you know, I actually watched this video the day of, and Haley's sister actually sent it to me, and it's this, you would love it. It's these caterpillars talking to a butterfly, and the caterpillars are like, you've changed, like you're not like us. And the butterfly is like, I'm me. And then, you know, the butterfly goes to like hug the caterpillars, and it's like, the butterfly's like, in your own way, thanks for caring, but like, I'm going to go be me, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, people who have questions or they're confused, like, I think they're just, sometimes it's their own way of caring, and it's not always perfect. It's not always how you want it to go, but sometimes people just care and they don't know how to like formulate it or express it in the right way. But there were so many people in the Facebook group people who messaged me saying that they've, you know, been going through the same thing and navigating their sexuality. And it's so much bigger than me that was also a very humbling thing of like, I've thought so much about like, how is this going to affect me? How is it going to affect my relationship? And it's the whole thing was so much bigger than me. Like, I got messages from people saying they had a family friend whose daughter was navigating or just came out to them, and my video gave them a different perspective. And I was like, oh yeah, like this isn't just about me personally. You know?
Well, and I think also something that I feel like over the years when, you know, friends of mine or whatever, they met you and they're like, oh, she has a girlfriend. I didn't know she was a lesbian. And I'm like, she's not.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, she just has a girlfriend. Like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, it's just like everybody's quick to,
yeah,
to label, like, mm-hmm. or like you have to be a certain thing. And it's just like, no, I love this woman, you know, like I've never felt like this before and I'm happy. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's it.
And I think that was also a thing for me was like when I met Haley and we got into a relationship, like I didn't even think about having to like label myself or like my sexuality or what that meant, because we fell in love so fast that it was just kind of like, I was like,
wait, by the way, not for this podcast, but maybe next week, I want you to tell the story of like how it happened.
Oh, well, that's I definitely want to do that with Haley. Okay, cause like we need to recreate kind of a funny, like, the, back and forth.
Yeah.
But I will talk about your reaction.
Cause I was like,
and like, you know, there was, and leading up to this point, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to address like my sexuality, my label. And I was like, I've never connected with that. And I think my story is different from other people. Like even, you know, my sisters, when they've talked to me, they're like, yeah, I've never, you know, I never had that attraction to men. Like it was a very, they were very confident in their, who they were, and that label meant something to them. And for me, this isn't something like I personally navigated my whole life, you know? I think like when I look back at things, like I always loved, like I loved Kate Winslet and Leonardo in Titanic, and I loved Joey and Pacey in Dawson's Creek, you know, but I always was just like, oh, and then people would talk about like girl crushes and I'm like, yeah, I have those too. But I never had like that. Like when I met Haley, that was the first time I had that specifically for a woman. And it was,
did that surprise you?
It did, but it was, it's so fascinating because it was so like
magnetic
that I never questioned who she was or what, you know. It was just like I fell in love with this person and this someone's soul and their heart, and I never had to like overthink that part. Really, I had to overthink that part until I started thinking about coming out publicly, because I thought it would be a conversation. And I hope that one day people don't have to come out. Like that's my wish for people, because it puts so much pressure. And it's like, if you come out and you say you identify as something, and then maybe someone else comes into your life and it changes, there's this other pressure. And it's like, sometimes it's as simple as the age old saying, love is love. Like it's not about any of that. And so I that's how I feel too. And like I had some people write me and they were like, when did you become gay? And I'm like, okay, it wasn't eloquently put, but I get like people, you know, who followed me on The Bachelor and stuff, it's like, how does this just happen? And it's just like, how do you just fall in love with someone? You can't explain it. It just happens.
Yeah.
But it's good that you let yourself follow those feelings. I think a lot of people are so scared of those feelings.
Right, when they
feel those feelings, I'm not that person. That's not me. I don't have that. I think it's great that you were open to that.
And I think, I mean, I was 30 when I was 29 when I met Haley, but I was very confident in who I was. And I wasn't, I mean, thinking about navigating this in middle school or high school or like being and not having the support. I mean, I think that was a huge thing for me was like, I told all my friends and they were like, what? Well, great. Like, can't wait to meet her. You know, there was never this like, oh my, like even my friends who I was expecting a little pushback from were just like, we're so happy you're happy, you know? And not everyone gets that. And I like recognize how fortunate I am that my coming out has been such a beautiful, positive, overwhelming in the best way type of thing. Cause a lot of people don't have that, reaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they live in fear and they live wondering who's going to have their back. And, I just want people to know that like, you'll be surprised. Like when you find your people that they love you And it's so important to have those types of like relationships around you, because I never once felt judged or unsupported, or I never once felt bad about my relationship.
Yeah. Crazy. It's so crazy. Like just thinking back when everything first happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back in the Brentwood apartment.
We should talk about that, but we're going to take a break first. Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
All right, Tanya, Mother's Day is right around the corner.
I know, Becca. I've been racking my brain trying to come up with some gift ideas for all of the mothers in my life.
You know what could help you? Macy's Gift Finder. Shopping for Mother's Day is always challenging for me, so I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom, who already has everything.
What a great idea.
And Macy's Mother's Day Gift Guide has the perfect gift to make moms feel special.
Oh, I see here. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more.
There are also gift lists like gifts for the mom who has everything, gifts that are already wrapped, or even gifts for grandma.
Some of the top gifts I'm seeing are Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, the Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Chalet Dutch Oven.
Macy's has it all for mom. Shop at macys.com/giftfinder.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, we are back. So Tanya and I are arguing because we have two different stories of how I told her. And I know I'm right because I remember these like so clearly. I remember every conversation I had with everybody.
No, I know I'm right because I remember exactly where I was when you told me. I was on your bed. I was on your bed. We were cleaning your room.
There's no way.
Yes.
No, there's no way. Because yes. What happened was I told Tanya, because you were like, oh, what'd you do this weekend?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is on the phone.
Yeah.
So you weren't on my bed.
No, you didn't tell me though. You didn't tell me about the kiss.
Okay.
The kiss came on, I was on your bed because I will never forget my reaction. I was like,
but I told you I met her and then we went to drinks.
Yeah, because you were trying to set her up with your sister.
Okay.
In my mind, this was a sister setup, not a Becca setup.
I still feel like I told you on the phone before that. Okay. So and we'll get more into the details of things when Haley comes on, but we went to, I went to her album release party because our friend Brittany kind of grew up with Haley and knew her, and Haley invited her and was like, invite whoever, like come over, you know, come to the party. So Brittany wrote me and she's like, do you want to go to this? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's so crazy. My sisters love her. Like, yeah, let's go. And in my mind, I thought, okay, if this party sucks, like we can go out after. This is when I was kind of like I was like kind of partying a little bit.
Yeah, you were living.
Yeah, I was living.
Living.
And so we go to the party and my sisters ended up not being able to come because they had work or something the next day. And so.
No. Are you okay? What? One of them went.
No.
Hink went.
No, she didn't. Okay, now I don't trust Tanya's view because neither of my sisters was there.
No,
I promise.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I'm going to text Brittany.
Yeah, text her.
I think I'm with Tanya on the bed one and I'm with Becca on the party one, I think.
Well, yeah. So we meet and we met that night. It was a Wednesday and then everyone was supposed to get drinks on a Friday. Everyone bailed and Haley was like, you and I could get drinks. And I was like, this girl is like, what's she trying to do? So we went and had drinks and we just like really hit it off. And I remember leaving that night and being like, that was different. You know, like I normally, if I were to go get drinks with someone, like after one drink or so or an hour, I'd be like, okay, thanks.
But one of your sisters was supposed to come to get drinks.
Yeah, it was a group of us that were supposed to get drinks.
Yeah, and everybody ended up bailing and you were like...
Haley was like, you and I could get a drink.
Yeah, and you were just like, okay.
Yeah. And then, so that night happened. We like closed the bar down and I remember going home being like, well, you know, that was interesting. And then the next day we all went out again and Haley came and met us and I'm like, do I want to save this for when Haley comes on? I don't know.
Well, she'll tell her side, which I'm sure is different.
Yes. I think keep going.
And so then we went over to Brittany's house and I had been drinking. It was like 2 a.m. at this point. And we went back to Brittany's house and everyone was like walking up the stairs. And
this is so good. It's so good.
Actually, I pulled her back and I kissed her. And she still says to this day, she's like, I never would have made the first move. Like, there's just no way. I was like, there's no chance I would have made the first move. So
Wait a minute. I want to know about your mindset leading into that. Like, did you just decide, like, because all we've gotten from was, that was interesting, all the way to you planting one on her. Tell us about that, in between there
was a lot of shots of tequila and other beverages.
And you know what they say, drunken words are sober thoughts.
Yes, they do say that.
Mm-hmm.
So... we kissed and then the next day I'm just not giving details because I want
but these are your head details, so you just decided the hell with it. You didn't think to yourself like, wow, I'm having feelings for this person and I would like to act on that. It was just impulsive.
I knew after we had drinks that I was having feelings, and then when she came to meet us afterwards, we were at the bar and we were like sitting on a bench and she was like holding my hand behind someone's back. Like, she had grabbed my hand and I was like, I looked at our friend Taylor Banks and I was like, she's holding my hand.
Okay. I just want to jump in. I was wrong. Mm-hmm. Your sisters were not there. It was just you and Dean.
Yeah. Me, Dean and Brittany.
Dean.
Yeah. So I was wrong.
Yeah.
So there was no thought in your head whether or not she felt the same way. You were very confident with this move.
Oh, Yeah, I knew. She was the whole time at the, like, when the night we met, she was like, it's back into girls. And Brittany was like, no, but her sister is. Like, we were like really pushing to set her up with my sister. So yeah, I had no, I was not at all like question, like maybe she's going to reject me.
Okay, good.
And so we went, and then the next day, I think I told.
That's when I saw you.
No, it wasn't. You didn't see me till the next week because she left to go on tour. And then she came back that next week and you helped me clean the day that she was coming over.
Yeah, correct.
I told you the day after we kissed.
Correct.
On the phone.
No.
Now I don't trust your details because you thought Hink was there. So don't trust Tanya. Anything she says is a fabricated lie.
Nah, I'm going back to the Becca side now.
No.
That was convincing.
Because yeah. Here's the thing. I vividly remember when I came to your house to help you clean. Okay, maybe you told me that like you had feelings for her or something, but I remember specifically hearing about the kiss on your bed because I was like, my reaction was just like shocked. I was like shook. My eyes didn't shut.
But in your story, that means she sat on that information for a week before she told you.
Yeah.
That's not accurate.
That seems unlikely to me.
Yeah.
Well, and like, why would I call her the next day and not talk about the kiss, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so I told her and she was like, oh, she was like, what? And I was like, I know. Like, it's crazy. She was like, wait, what? It was a lot of like Tanya, you know, just like processing.
Yeah, a lot of processing.
The eyes. Yeah, the eyes. Real big.
Yeah.
And so then Haley left for tour that next week and we basically were long distance for the first year. I mean, like we saw each other. I would fly out to, you know, different tour destinations and I don't think we went longer. I think the longest was a month she went on her European tour, but we tried to see each other like every 2 weeks. But from the day we met, we talked every single day, nonstop. Like there was never like a... oh, what is, you know, it was just like it. We knew and it was fast.
It was something immediately. It was never in that weird area where it's you're not sure what it is.
And I've always lived in the weird area. Like I love the weird area kind of because it's always like a little bit of like.
And non-committal.
Yeah. So it was not much of a, and Haley's a communicator. So there was never like a. You know, she was like, what is this? You know, there was never I never had to have that hard conversation because we both knew that we wanted to do it. And of course, she's like, of course, I meet someone right before I'm about to go on tour and just be like surrounded by people all the time. And now I've fallen in love with somebody. But
yeah, it was quick. Yeah. I remember I was like doing a lot of research when you told me about her because I didn't really know much about her. And I was like, here we go in the deep dive.
I went on the deep dive. Yeah. So
it seems like when you're somebody like you, who people know, I don't want to use the celebrity word, but when you're a known person, there's like three possibilities. Like for the rest of us, it's like you're either a public relationship or a private relationship, mm-hmm. where you have private relationship, public relationship, where everyone in your world knows. And then it's like out to the world. Mm-hmm. And that's why we've been doing the 95P for 4 years, right? Because you just felt like it was nobody's business. Is that the feeling?
Yeah, I think I've been working so hard on myself and like going to therapy and navigating, you know, different, not so much that part of my life, that part of my life, I've always just kind of been like, we fell in love and we have had like the most like beautiful, healthy, like growth induced relationship. You know, it's always been us like working and doing the work to be in the relationship and like show up the best that we can. But different parts of my life of like learning how to communicate and not shutting down and like tearing down the walls. And like, it's been a lot of work and I've had to like really, it's been very emotional and hard because it's been a lot of like self-reflection and confrontation with myself and things that I've done my whole life that have worked out until I was with someone who kind of called me out on it or like challenged me. And I think for those 4 years, I wanted to make sure that I felt safe in that decision to share something so special and personal to me with people who are critic, you know, obviously there's so many people who are just supporters and are rooting me on, but there's also critics, you know, there's always going to be critics. And whether it's a relationship or whatever, my sister the other day was like, I was scouring the comments, like ready to fight people. And I was like, you can't do that. And she was like, yeah, I realize people like criticize you for putting too much creamer in your coffee. So there's always going to be, there's always going to be something. And I was like, that's honestly such a, I mean, it's funny, but it's such a good point of like, critics are critics and they're going to find anything to be critical about.
There's also something so like special about how patient Haley has been with you, you know, because I think obviously, you know, she has been loud and proud and she's been, you know, vocal, but that, you know, this is all was all new for you, you know, like this, you were navigating all this for the first time. And I feel like she extended a lot of like patience and grace and love towards you in those areas, because I think obviously the way your relationship wasn't ideal for her in the beginning, you know, like I'm sure she wanted to splatter you all over her social media. And I feel like there's so much beauty in that too.
Oh, 1000%. I mean, Haley, we have like the most like the sweetest talks where we're, I mean, she's just so, I have never doubted her love for me. And it's, I mean, obviously in a way of like, she's in love with me, but like the like loving someone and caring for someone and like doing what's best for them when they need it. Like, and I would always explain to her, she's like, you're going to get so much support. Like whenever you come out publicly, you're going to get so much support. And I'm like, well, it's different for you. Like my following comes from like a really conservative, like a lot of religious, like a different background than your followers. Like you've been celebrated for who you are. And it's not going to be that way for me. And she was always like, it's totally on your time. And I think at a certain point, I don't know when the shift happened, but I think she got comfortable with it being like ours too. And so then I was like, oh no, were we never going to be like public? But she's just been amazing. Like even, you know, just like last night, and she was like, I'm so proud of you and I love you more now than I didn't even know I could love you more, and I love you more. I'm just like so proud. So she's the best, and I have just been so lucky to be with someone who has put my needs above hers, and specifically this area. And I mean, she's amazing. She is who she is, and you know, she's never wavered from that, and I've always admired that, because she's very much like, this is who I am, if you like it, great, and if you don't, like, that's okay. And I'm obviously the opposite. I've been like a people pleaser my whole life, and I'm like, I need everybody to like me. And so I really feel like I just admire her so much for that.
I do too, because I feel like, and she and I are similar in a lot of ways, but I get annoyed if I'm not on your like Instagram feed for a while. And if I were dating you for 4 years, I would have been like, where the F is my photo?
Yeah.
Where am I at here? Can't wait for my reels.
And also people posted, did you see the video of Robbie hugging me in the crowd?
It made me so emotional. I'm trying to track down the person. So somebody posted this video.
It's Haley's guitar best friend Larry, who's her guitarist in her band.
Yeah. I think I DM'd him because everybody's sending me this video and they're like, is that Red Star hugging Becca? And I was like, that is. So I think he was just like filming the crowd moment. And you can see in like the bottom left corner, it was when, he showed up a little, he came after me because he had a dinner with his college friends in town or something. So he met me. I was there with my girlfriends, Sophia and Paulina. And the minute he got there, he's like, I just want to see Becca. And so you see this video and it's like they captured the exact moment that he showed up and he grabs Becca's like shoulder. He like that beautiful little like snugging little thing. Like, I'm here. I love you. I support you. And like the hug, and he like whispered something in your ear and you guys hugged. Yeah. And it was just like such a beautiful video. It made me so emotional.
It made me emotional too, because I mean, when he showed up, I have such a, like my friends' boyfriends have been so warm and kind, and obviously they love me, but they love Haley. And it's been like the most beautiful thing to watch, you know, these men who grew up in very like traditional, like men, like hetero world.
Right.
Just like embrace our relationship and love and like support us so much. And
Curious about it. He's always been so curious. Like, he's always asking Becca these like uncomfortable questions. And I'm like, the first he wants to know, you know, like he really wants to know and learn.
The first time, I can't remember. I don't know what question he asked, but the first time the four of us met, like, and spent time together, Haley and I left and I was like, I have not been asked these questions. Maybe ever.
Ever.
But that's Robbie. He's curious. Yeah. And he's, I loved that he caught that moment because it meant so much to me, like, just, you know, him even showing up after his dinner with his friends. So yeah, I don't know.
Well, we men can evolve. That's a good lesson to know out there. Men can evolve.
Yeah.
Men can evolve. That's why, you know, like,
and we
sometimes like there's like man bashing that's happening and I'm like, sure. Like, I think there's, in any group of people, I think there are bad eggs.
Yeah, for sure.
Women, men, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have been surrounded by so many good men that I don't have like even I think last week on the podcast, y'all were like, men or whatever. And I was like, no, I don't want to bash men. Like, there are some, I'm surrounded by so many good men. So I have watched men be like the best and show up. And even, you know, it was interesting at JoJo's wedding, Haley came and a lot of those guys were like Southern guy, you know, Southern like Nashville guys. And, you know, you think like we live in such a bubble in LA.
Yeah.
And you expect everyone's like, how have you not, you know, you expect everyone to have like relationships or friendships with people in same sex relationships, but not everyone is. And so it was cool though to see everyone, especially people who know me from The Bachelor and like haven't known about my relationship status or cared, be so welcoming and warm and like supportive just like right off the bat. And my whole like 4 years of dating Haley has been like, hi, this is my girlfriend, Haley. And then like 5 minutes later, the person's like, so are you dating anybody? And I'm like, yeah, girlfriend. Like, this is my girlfriend romantically. You know, like I've had to do that my whole relationship because, I've never been offended by it. I just think it's funny because it's like, you know, I make an effort to be like, my girlfriend. And then they're like, so who you dating? Any lucky guy?
Right. No, totally.
Like, no, this chick over here.
Oh, I'm so glad that we know the guy. I'm going to get that video because it literally, I like cried when I saw it.
Yeah, I'll get it from him.
There's something about seeing your best friend and your boyfriend in like a very tender moment that was just like, I was like, I'm done.
So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, have I missed anything? So the whole point, what Tanya was talking about when she says she heard it on the bed, that like the next week, Haley came back for a break on tour and she had a day off. And my room like is always messy, but I lived in like in a smaller apartment and
it's not messy. It looked like the Tasmanian devil ran through and just like
went through my closet and drawers and just like threw everything out.
And you couldn't even step on your floor without stepping on clothes. Like
let's not make this about my personal issues. Okay. So,
I was like, there's no way she can come over and see this. Like this is unacceptable. You got to clean this up.
So Tanya came over and helped me for like all day, like basically clean my house. So then Haley comes over and she's like, oh my God, like this is a dream. You're so clean. And I was like, yeah.
My doing.
I'm so organized.
Yeah. And see how this shelf is color coordinated? I totally did that.
Yeah, she knows now that's not who I am. So, so that was great. And then I think like the first person who found out outside of my family and friends in a weird way, I think was Taylor Swift. Because I flew out for Haley went on stage with her in Boston. And after the show, I got to meet Taylor in her dressing room. And she like, You know, I was like, when I was thinking about it, I was like, I think that was the first person who knew all
casual
of our friends and family.
Yeah, really?
It's a hell of a blessing for the relationship.
T-Swift.
Yeah.
And so, she was probably just like, hey.
No, she was. Yeah, she was. It felt like talking to a friend.
Did she know you from The Bachelor?
I don't think so. No, I think she's like, I mean, she's like watched the show. I assume, like, I think she mentioned like Paradise or something, but I don't know if she like recognized me.
All right.
But she was great. But I thought that was a really cool thing because obviously Taylor Swift stan forever.
Yeah, it always comes back to Taylor somehow.
Always comes back to Taylor.
So if you okay, good. If you had to describe how your weekend felt in a Taylor Swift song.
Ooh.
Normally she's so good at this.
I know, but this
it's
is
about
a,
herself. Yeah. She's a little tremble.
The first one that came to my mind, well, two of them.
I have one too.
What?
Wildest Dreams.
Oh, no. But that's a good one too. Basically the 1989 album, because I was going to say actually Out of the Woods.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And then Clean.
Wow. Good ones. Yeah. Better than Wildest Dreams.
Well, we're thrilled for you.
I know.
Is really exciting.
Do you feel out of the woods? Like, do you just feel like free?
Yeah, I really do. I feel out like that whole song like really encompasses me, my experience and my relationship. So.
Wow.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful clean and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must-have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Becca, let's talk about one of our goals for 2024, shopping sustainably.
Yes, and you know what's been amazing? Being able to shop sustainably at Macy's.
Agreed. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference.
It's so refreshing. I've been loving exploring their selection from brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more.
Plus, here's something really special. Macy's is not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. Did you know that they're bringing more parks to more people by supporting the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards project?
It's incredible. They're transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces, making sure our communities are healthy and livable for generations to come.
And here's where we can all make a difference. You can join Macy's in this incredible effort by donating online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
Every little bit counts, and together we can create a greener, more sustainable future.
So head over to macys.com/purpose to learn more and make your contribution today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
I think my favorite thing about the whole thing, honestly, is that you're not coming out to the world and saying, I'm a lesbian. You're coming out to the world and you're saying, I am in love with Haley.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It shouldn't be about labels. Yeah. It should be about love. And that's what it's always should be about. I think so many people look at it, it's black and white, it's one or the other. And it's just not. It's just love. That's all it is. And when you have those feelings, you shouldn't fight them.
I agree. And I've that's what I've always said is like, for me, it was never about my label, but I think a lot of people having the label and being able to name what it is that they've experienced has been like, is really important for some people. That just wasn't my experience. And so that is like exactly what I'm saying. It's not like, this is my label, this is my sexuality. It's more like, hey, I'm in love and I'm excited to share it with you.
Yeah, you're right. I feel like sometimes labels help people feel like,
well, validated in their life.
Yeah. Yeah. Like when I say vagina tingles, I got the vagina tingles. Like there's no word for that.
Right. Just simply the VT.
Vagina tingle.
Just the
VTs. You know? So it's like, somebody could figure out a word for that. I'd use that a lot.
Yeah, so very good comparison, Tanya.
Yeah, that was a little choppy.
It always is.
It always is.
But it gets there.
So yeah, I just.
You had the vagina tingles after your first kiss.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you have a good first kiss with anybody, when you have a good first kiss.
I've had lots of good first kisses, like, sure. Uh-huh. But I've had the vagina tingles once.
No, you didn't.
Once?
You've had it. Wow. You've said that multiple times.
That's
unless
not
you're
true.
Talking
roll
about,
the tape. Oh,
well, now we don't trust you.
Speaking of rolling the tape, I would like to shout out a scrubber. Excuse me.
I have some tape to roll myself, actually, once you're done with this.
Oh, okay. I had a scrubber reach out to me over the weekend. Oh my God, it's so good. And basically called Becca and Mark out from a past from a past podcast saying that like this podcast episode was titled Significant Other Q&A. So I'm guessing this is when we had our significant others fill in the questions that Mark sent.
Oh yeah.
And they timestamped it. So it was at minute 16:38. Becca and Mark both agreeing with you that Red Star made the first move. And then this past week, they claimed you made the first move. Do what you will with this information. But if I were you, I'd call them out. Thank you, Danny Small.
Okay. I don't know what she's talking about because you made the first move. 100%. And actually, it's funny. I have an authority I can go to on this. Her name is Tanya Rad. Easton, roll the tape. Please, who made the first move?
Why can't you just look at photos and like them? Like you
mentally,
like them mentally.
Yeah, mentally. Just like it mentally.
Yes.
Don't double tap.
Like the reason you double tap, especially in those situations, like if it's just a friend or whatever, and you're like liking their photos, but if you like those photos, it's because you want that person to maybe notice you.
Totally. That like liking a photo is essentially like dropping a handkerchief.
Yeah.
It is.
It really is.
Yes. Well put, Tanya. Well put. And I'm glad you agree with us.
Well, there was zero rebuttal right then.
Very deeply, I want to thank Kayla Ridley from Charlotte, North Carolina. That was in episode 42 on July 7th, 2018. That's how far back Kayla went for that one. There it is. Liking a photo is dropping a handkerchief.
Wow.
Boom.
Well, to be fair, I was talking about Instagram, not in the app.
I say it's more of a first move in a dating app than it is on Instagram.
Yeah, that was yeah, I honestly think it was specifically on a dating app. that's the nail in the coffin right there on that conversation.
Well, I would like to thank Danny Small for sending that in for me.
Well, I'd like to hear that tape because I don't think I would have ever said that.
I'm gonna go listen. I'll go listen to it and I'll bring my rebuttal next week.
Yeah,
fair enough.
All right, we do have so much more to talk about, but we're out of time. But we are going to come back for a Thursday episode and cover all the hot topics
with respect. Oh no, that's not what I'm trying to say. With I don't know what I'm trying to say, but I'm saying
I can't.
It's right that this whole podcast, we just wanted to hear from you. Like, we just wanted to hear your story. So the other stuff gets bumped to Thursday.
Right.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Respectfully.
With good reason.
I don't know what you're trying to say, but
with good reason. That's what I was trying to say. Wow. Thank you.
I speak
good
tired.
Job, Mark.
Thank
Bring
you.
It full.
Oh, that was hard.
All right. On that tired, exhausted note, we will see you on Thursday for more chat. Thank you all so much. From the bottom of my heart, I will never be able to form.
The scrubbers were awesome.
The scrubbers are, just
next level.
Next level. They will. That there's a reason that was my first place I stopped when the video came out. So
for sure.
I love you all. Hope you have a great week, and we'll be back Thursday.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.